USDA is preparing to release their August cattle on feed report. Now, this report usually does or has the lowest numbers of cattle that we see normally for the cattle on feed reports as they come out, mainly because this is usually the time frame when supplies are usually their tightest, as most of the fall calves have been placed or the spring calves have been moved through the system. So we are traditionally look at a low placement number and a low on feed number for this month, but the estimates for this report are starting to show some pretty low numbers, mainly because of the lack of Mexican cattle coming into the U.S. and the likelihood that these cattle aren't going to be coming here for another year, especially with the new protocols that are being called for by USDA and the building of this new facility someplace in Texas. So overall, we're not looking at supplies increasing until we start to see our own calves start to come to the market, which will likely happen here in the next 4 to 6 weeks. But for this report, USDA has the on-feed number estimated at 98% of a year ago. Placements on feed in July are estimated at 91% of a year ago. And for marketing, we're estimating at 94% of a year ago. Overall, these are some extremely tight numbers. And if they follow through, will be some of the lowest numbers we've seen in the cattle on feed report in a long time. Overall, this is helping to bring a little bit of support back into the feeder cattle market, and it will likely help support the cattle markets for the rest of the month if it's realized.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.